With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Employers adding a surprising 353,000 jobs in January. Shelley Adler has more.
This turns out to be another surprisingly robust reading on the U.S. economy.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
This comes in stronger than expected by a large margin. Not only was January hiring substantially higher than what was expected, but we had upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
But it's not all good news, with the Federal Reserve now looking at late spring for a possible rate cut. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com in Clearwater, Florida, Fire Chief Scott Ehlers tells reporters a small plane crashed into a mobile home on Thursday night, setting several buildings ablaze.
We received a report of a structure fire here in Bayside Waters, which was formerly known as Japanese Gardens. We responded immediately. Simultaneously, there was a report of an aircraft having an emergency at the airport, where the aircraft response vehicles responded to.
Several people aboard the plane and in the home were killed. There's no immediate word on the exact number of people killed. The first of back-to-back atmospheric rivers continues to drench California. The storm has flooded roads, toppled trees, and caused traffic accidents, but also dumped welcome snow in the mountains. Forecasters say the storm will be followed by an even more powerful one, arriving late Saturday night. The California Governor's Office of Emergency Services has activated its operations center and positioned personnel and equipment in areas most at risk from this weather. The Dow had 39 points and the NASDAQ up 211. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House makes the case for religious liberty.
Republican Mike Johnson says the Biden administration needs to get tough with China over its persecution of Christians. The Speaker, who delivered his remarks at the annual International Religious Freedom Summit here in Washington, also called attention to the plight of believers in North Korea and other places around the globe. Religious persecution is at an all-time high in many countries, and Johnson says the U.S. needs to do more. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates mounting another push to restore the procedure in Kentucky. However, Democratic Representative Lindsey Burke, who is sponsoring that bill, admits it will probably fail. A near-total abortion ban has been in place in Kentucky since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It bans abortions except when carried out to save the mother's life. The Kentucky Supreme Court refused to modify the pro-life law in a legal challenge last year. This is SRN News. In consumer news, Tesla recalling nearly all of the vehicles that is sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel, they're too small.
The recall will be accomplished through an online software update, which Tesla says is already in the pipeline. The feds say that the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font size than mandated by federal safety standards. That can make crucial safety information tough to read, increasing the risk of a crash. Tesla has already started releasing the required software update. Rich Thomason reporting.
ExxonMobil's fourth quarter revenue and profits declined as the oil giant was weighed down by a hefty impairment charge tied to regulatory issues in California. Still, it posted a healthy adjusted profit. And smaller rival Chevron also posted quarterly earnings that beat results. More details at SRNnews.com.